This morning, I want to think about gentleness. So, as you come into a place of deeper quiet and greater focus, really bring yourself there with whatever you meet in yourself with great gentleness. If you could all mute your mics, that'd be good. And just thinking of Betty and her not feeling well, thinking of Sue and her travelling. And whatever the rest of you are dealing with this morning, and just come to this time with the intention of bringing care both to ourselves and everyone we know who's in need for any reason. So taking three deliberate breaths into your back. Allowing yourself to really exhale to create more of a vacuum so that air can come in more easily. And this makes me realize that so often I breathe so shallowly, and particularly if I'm getting anxious or angry. Just allowing the form of life that is air to gently enter into you and to nourish you, to feed oxygen to your blood, to bring healing to whatever wounds you may have or have had, to bring air and joy into your life, and just allow yourself to breathe consciously for another 20 seconds. Allow yourself to really bask in that gentleness of care that you are consciously offering to yourself. Feel your feet on the floor. Let yourself really experience the sensation of the floor. And I realize that we need so much practice about coming home to ourselves, because we lose ourselves so often, whether it's in work, in concentration, in anxiety, in anger. Even in enjoyment, and certainly in our computers. So by really letting ourselves notice our physicality, the texture under our feet. The feeling of our legs and our thighs in particular. So many of us pull in and grab the thighs as though we are going to lose our legs. Just allowing them to soften and release. Feeling the texture of the chair underneath your sitting bones and your legs. And remembering whilst you're feeling that to just breathe. So feeling your physicality and noticing your emotional state. And just very gently touching with your breath. Whatever it is that you feel is maybe out of kilter or feeling fragile. We have this ability to deeply soothe ourselves if we can bring our attention and our awareness to help us. If we can understand the meaning of compassion. Which is compassione, it's not a weak thing, it's strong. So we breathe into ourselves with compassion. With the strength that we need. To allow ourselves to really live the day and live the week and this new month and this year that has been so difficult, so challenging. And we breathe compassione. And we allow ourselves to feel the strength that oxygen, that breath, that intention, that passion can bring to us. And I just invite you to reconnect to what's your intention for this life? What do you feel that is your purpose and your what it is that you have to offer into this life at this particular time in this really difficult situation? How can we show up? How can we bring our heart and soul into whatever it is that we do, whether that be washing dishes, cleaning the floor, helping children, doing our work, or just sitting quietly? Can we be present with gentleness to ourselves and to the needs of others? And how can we expand our vision to help find and create a new way of being in this world that is about really understanding the interconnectedness of all things and of all people, and how this virus has shown how easy it is to spread from one person to 1,000. And our lives are that interconnected these days. So what is it that we can ground ourselves in? What is it that we can breathe into? What is it that we can hold in our intention? That will bring our particular qualities and abilities into the service of ourselves, each other, our communities, and our planet. I'm just going to give a moment or two quiet for you to allow that to percolate. And when you're ready, allow yourself, if you can, to take your awareness out, away from your body, and with the intention of connecting both with one another here on this call, and also with anyone else you care about. And so I'm extending right across the world to my mother, who's really been distraught by 8 weeks of being held alone in a room. And there must be so many people in that situation, and worse. Those who have no food and no money and no medicine. Mortgages that they can't pay. So I'm just really allowing myself to feel gratitude for what I have, feel gratitude for all of you, and just breathing into an intention and a desire for wholeness and peace and joy. And when you're ready, you can bring your attention back to your sitting bones, your feet on the floor, perhaps your hands on your legs, and your breath. And just reconnect with that word gentleness. And maybe try and place the intention to keep that with you today.